ask you something.
Now, what, I hear you're going through like a second adolescence. You know what I'm talking about? What's a slumber party?
Growing up, I went to a sleepover only once in my life. So my girlfriends and I, we get together and we have sleepovers.
Camp
out on the
Just girls?
Yes. Yeah, well, sometimes some of my guy friends.
Oh, do they sleep over too?
Yeah, we camp out on the floor. Well, it's mainly the girls, but
it's
once in a while.
Girls.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
So what goes on? It's a slumber party. How many girls are you talking? Five?
Five, four. We just kind of had one in London. We had the whole spa treatment and the whole DVD.
So what are you talking about at these things?
Oh, we talk about guys.
No, what guys? Like, now you're talking about it. So what do you say?
We talk about all kinds of things.
Like what?
Well, we talk about your guys' packages. We talk about who's good, who isn't.
Oh, who's good, who isn't?
Yes.
Wow. God, girls are so shallow. Oh, man.
You guys are worse than us, though. Come on.
When Kevin and I have sleepovers, we never talk about that.
We never do, yeah.
So, see, I contend that people, both sexes are exactly the same. It's just guys do it out in the open, whereas women do it. They just don't do it as public. So, again, you talk about guys packing. You talk about, like, who's bigger than somebody.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so who is?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling.
No.
I just try to picture the sleepover. All right, okay. That just sounds like a movie that's on cable. Now, let me ask you now. Okay. You've done a lot of TV appearances. Do you have favorites? Do you have worst? Because I remember years ago when you were on Good Times.
Yes.
I had a couple of friends who were writers on that show.
Oh, and really?
Yeah, you were great on that show.
Oh, thanks. It's so funny. The other night I couldn't sleep. I don't know where I was, in Dallas or something, and I was flipping through the channels, and there it was. And I was, you know, Willona and Penny and crying. I came out of the closet or something, and I was crying about my mother abusing me.
Do you remember the episode? Did you remember doing it at the time? Was it like seeing it for the first time?
You know, no, I actually remembered it. But I saw another episode, and it was Different Strokes one night. And I totally didn't remember the episode.
I mean, do you have pleasant memories of doing TV? Like, what's the worst TV thing? Do you remember what the worst thing you did was?
The worst television. No, I don't think so.
So they're all pretty good?
Okay.
A Love Boat? Do you ever do a Love Boat?
No, yes. Don't tell me you have something. Oh, no, wait a minute. Please. Oh, God. Okay, wait a minute.
You're not begging me, are you, baby?
No, but I don't know what you have, but I think I have something that you might want. So, I don't think I
have it. You folks just go away for a while. We're going to work something out here. Yeah.
Do you have a clip or something?
I might have. I'm such a fan. I have clips from so many things. I have a great Love Boat clip.
No, wait, but oh God, wait! You're into classic cars, right?
Yeah.
I have this gorgeous '54 Chevy truck. Superb. Honestly, at home, I mean, really.
Really? You would trade this for the clip? I think people would love. I think people would love to see, and with one of the most handsome leading men of all time.
Who is it?
Ted Lange.
I'm curious. I was only a baby.
Well, here, take a look. Here you are. Take a look. Here you are in Love Boat.
A Little Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's practice.
Romance doesn't come this early in the picture.
Oh, then I better take that kiss back and save it for later.
I hope you don't talk about that at the sleepover. Now you have an announcement. What's the announcement? You have a big.
I do.
A tour announcement.
Oh.
Right?
Well, yeah, I didn't know. Oh, yes, I'm going on tour.
Well, what are you doing? When does the tour start?
July 5th.
July 5th, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's great. And congratulations on this. And it's a boy, that's a beautiful picture on this.
You
told me you were ill. You were ill the day.
I was very sick this day. The doctor actually had to come and visit me on the set.
Well,
and you can't see it in my eyes. I was very sick.
Well, you look great. You look great. Hey, thanks for being a good sport. You're
really
a nice person. It's nice to finally meet you. Janet, I know you have to run. Janet Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.